My wife made it so that my pockets would fit this thing. We're also having a butterfly contest. Praise the Lord. So my uncle works for me, and my employees, sometimes they get down too, and they just say, I got to go see my Uncle Henry, and just stand there, and they get encouraged. The Spirit of God. Spirit of God upon you. And just on that note, my Uncle Henry, 2 years ago, called me as I was walking through those doors, and he said, you know, my son-in-law and my daughter were in a fire, and he says they've been the son-in-law had huge burns, his heels were literally close to being burned off, a lot of damage. We prayed, and he's back at work. He visibly has no damage whatsoever. Isn't God good? God is good. Before I came to Battleford, you prayed yesterday for an employee of mine, Corny Penner. I told him that we would pray. I told him that we would, and I told him about Uncle Henry's son. And Corny was Uncle Henry's boss. And the doctor hasn't given him a lot of time. But our God is in control of time, amen? I'm so glad to be a part of this body, the church. I'm so glad that this is not the design of man. I'm so glad that I don't have to figure it out. I'm so glad that God is building the house. You know, we can get our own ideas, concerns, and so on. And then I just have to go to the I Am. The great I Am. We're so glad that God has laid another foundation stone in the house of God. But you're all important. Every one of you is important. And I want to read you a prophecy from Feast. Okay? April 4th, 2015. Does not the word declare that the body will make increase by that which every joint supplies? This is a member of the body of Christ, sitting perhaps right where Rachel is. Making increase by that which every joint supplies. Are you a joint? Sometime I'm gonna preach a sermon on titlement, It's Not My Ministry. You ever heard of that one? It's Not My Ministry? When Darren says, I love this room, whatever room you're going to be put in, you know, God says that you may all prophesy. And I'm not done with this prophecy here, because it gets better. Are these things not, okay, I'm going to start over. Does not the word declare that the body will make increase by that which every joint supplies? Are these things not your gifts? and your ministry, says the Lord. I want to tie in this scripture with another that I have left with you, says the Lord. Are not your gifts and your ministries the evidence of Christ at work within each member? The way I look at gifts and ministries is when people are prayed over and prophesied over, it says that there's gifts given to them. The gifts are given to them. I used to be a plumber. I'm still a plumber by a little card in my pocket, but I haven't done it for a long time. But a plumber needs tools. And, a plumber that arrives with an empty toolbox, he won't do you a lot of good, right? But as you have tools put into the toolbox, does that make you a good plumber? No. You've got to practice doing something. You know, this might be a bit scary thought, but when you call a plumber, this might be the first time he's ever done it. It's kind of like me here today, okay? So as you begin to practice on somebody else, strange how they call professionals, doctors, they're practicing, right? I mean, they've got to practice. Plumbers never call their place a practice. It's always business. But as you begin to use these tools, you get to be better. You know, your second job is always better than your first. And you get better and better and better all the time. And when you become very good at it, in plumbing, for example, you have to be an apprentice for 5 years, and then you get to be a journeyman. And I like to equate that with, we have our tools, we have gifts prophesied to us, and those gifts turn into a ministry. As you minister, you might only have had gifts prophesied to you, but if you don't use them, you'll never have a ministry. So your gifts have to turn into a ministry. As I was reading 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, I read there about gifts. You know, there's the 9 gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. And then at the end of that chapter, it says, shows you a better way. Seek earnestly the best gift. And it shows you a better way. And then he goes into the love chapter. And then when you get into the 14, then maybe I should actually read some of this stuff. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31, it says, covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And then he goes into the 13th chapter, which, everybody reads at weddings. It's not a bad idea to read it in between, maybe on a daily basis. And at the end of the chapter 13, he says, now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Then we get into 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. And he says, follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you would prophesy.
Hallelujah.
So he's talking about gifts and he's talking about love. And then he says, you know, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye might prophesy. There's a tremendous weight put on prophecy, isn't there? I've never seen that before. I don't know about you, but that was a kind of a revelation, one of those aha moments. So I'm reading to you a prophecy from Feast. That's what I'm doing. All these things, I'm reading the prophecy again. Does not the word declare that the body will make increase by that which every joint supplies? Are these things not gifts, your gifts and your ministries? Says the Lord. I want to tie in this scripture with another that I have left, that you said with you, saith the Lord. Are not your gifts and ministries the evidence of Christ at work within each member? Did I not declare that you are to war a good warfare according to the gifts? Are not your gifts warring gifts? Amen? We are at war. And we need every soldier. When you have hands laid on you, there's an impartation into you. You now have something you did not have. There's an impartation. And you're going to war. Even the musicians, you might be the front line. Yeah. Do we believe in prophecy? Do we believe that this is a prophecy? This is God speaking to His people in this hour. I declare that you are to war a good warfare according to the gifts. Oh, you might have been prophesied over a long time ago. That doesn't matter. Give yourself wholly to them. Stir up the gift that is in you. It's been said here, this is not a spectator church. Amen?
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 Amen.
Have to get Bernard up here. He can get you to believe it for some reason or another. Are not your gifts warring gifts? Do they not operate to defeat and to bring life? Says the Lord. Therefore, as you walk in your gifts and ministries, is not Christ defeating the enemy through that which He has given you? Does anybody remember this prophecy? You see, sometimes we can be happy with the fact that our church has prophecy. But what does the prophecy say? What is the Lord? You know, it says, blessed are your eyes and blessed are your ears, for they hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I've written down some things that were prophesied here at this camp. Wonderful prophecies. I want us to tune our ears when the Spirit of God is talking. And, you know, some people find it very easy to prophesy. You know, I'll not encourage you to quit. I'm going to encourage you to allow a lot of room for those that have not prophesied. Maybe you've never prophesied. And you can say it's not my ministry. You got to get rid of that idea. That's not scriptural. Because it says that you may all prophesy. And if you are a all, one of the all, then you are one of those that can prophesy. I don't want to discourage anybody from prophesying. I want to reiterate that. I do want to hear the many-membered body. Part of the thing that holds us back is fear. Amen? Perfect love casts out fear. I pray that the love of God will be established in our hearts in such a way that fear will somehow lose its grip on our lives. Do they not operate to defeat and to bring life, saith the Lord? Therefore, as you walk in your gifts and ministries, is not Christ defeating the enemy through that which he has given you? Therefore, war a good warfare according to the gifts, says the Lord. All my singers, stand forth and sing in the time of battle. Who believes that we are in a battle? Who has been given the gift of singing? There are some that are high. Right? Where's our warriors here? Don't be ashamed. Praise the Lord. That's good. You know that we're in a spiritual battle? And do you know that David, when Saul was having battles with demonic forces, they called for someone that was skilled to play. Calmed him down. Gone. Battles being won. Sing and sing and sing and rejoice evermore. All my showers of mercy. Who's got that? Wow, I see one person has got both of these. Praise the Lord. You don't get overtime. Help them stand in your place. Showers of mercy. Oh, all my prayer warriors. Who is those? Oh, triple duty. Big shoulders. Only 8 hours a day per job. Oh, all my prayer warriors. This is serious stuff, isn't it? He's talking about war. All my war, my prayer warriors. Warriors. And all my intercessors, come and hold up the hands as the battle proceeds. There's some good direction. This is a prophecy from Feast. What is the Lord talking about today? Right here. All those that have the gifts of healing. Anybody here? You're off the hook. Isn't this wonderful? God among us has equipped us to fulfill this prophecy. Now, is there more? Absolutely. Is God adding? God added something today to the church. Amen? God is building the house of God. All those that have the gifts of healing, all those that have the gift of faith. Oh, wait a minute, before that. Oh, stir up the gift of all of you. So if I haven't mentioned you, your gifts, stir them up. All those that have the gifts of healing, all those that have the gift of faith, I will cause you to stand in your place, says the Lord your God, and you shall minister one to another and to the other and to the other, and it will flow to those round about you as you minister. What happened at feast? There was a message about healing, and people came forward. Brother Andy was ministering, and he said, you know, I feel like I'm waiting for something. We talked about the stirring of the water. We can go through the motions of people come, they get prayed, they get hands laid on them, and then you go back to your seat. We are in the move of the Spirit. We're in a different program. And I knelt there in front of that bench, and I said, Lord, I know that Andy's done talking, and he's waiting, and I don't know what's going on here, but the waters need to stir. If the waters don't stir, we're all just spending time. We got to have the anointing. We got to have the anointing. And so, what happened? All those that have the gift of faith and the gift of healing come forth. Come stand right here. See, we're not just talking about theory here. We're talking about a reality. This is real time. This is real stuff that we're working with. And I walked away from feast so happy. So full. Like when I have a nice fillet. That's beef. You know, and you know, you're satisfied. You're satisfied. Your soul, your spirit is satisfied. And that's how I left feast. Satisfied. Knowing that we are not a people that are going through the motions. We are living in real time. We've got prophecy, and the prophecy is giving us indication as to what to do, and we fulfill the prophecy that the Lord is talking about. You will see it, says the Lord. You will see it. And now it is, we have seen it. You know, there's new manna every day. You know, we're lazy people in a sense. You know, we want systems and procedures. You know, if I do that action, then that's what happens. You know, God always derails me off of that. You know, God is not interested in systems and procedures. He is interested in us being led by the Holy Spirit. You see, everything about walking with God is about relationship. It's not about systems. You can do a lot of things through systems. But you know, when you speak, you know, I'm always scared when I talk at weddings. I'm always scared when I talk like this. But they said, speak from your heart. You know, This was not a man of God that told me that. I left, it was a neighbor of mine, and he is what I would say, I wouldn't consider him a godly person. And he gave me direction. You know that you can hear God, if you're listening, you'll hear God everywhere. Balaam, you know. Speaking about, no, I won't go there. That's like, we're not doing Paul Harvey here. You will see, it says the Lord, you see it. O my singers, O my prayer warriors, O my prophets, O my teachers, O my apostles, O my army, stand in your place, minister, for the zeal of the Lord of hosts, will do it. How do you like that? That happened here. This is what God said, right here, April the 4th. And I was thrilled with that. And I went to Regina because I felt it on my heart to go there. And I spoke about this prophecy, and David Kotcher says, oh, I got that written down. And he gave it to me. See how the body works? This is not an organization. This is an organism. This is a living, moving scenario that we're here. This is a wonderful place to be. This is the church of the living God. Praise the Lord.